What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're hanging out at the inside the Game Bar and Grill. Great grub, the television's on, getting ready for Thursday Night Football, and oh, just a couple steps away from the sports book where you can make a bet for this evening
or weekend action.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I had to, facility-wise, so I got some people that was yowling, wanted to talk. I was like, no, I got to go back on the air. I'm sorry.
It's time for our Pick 6 segment, guys, and I don't know if we want to really talk about last week too much, Charlie.
Hebert does. I know
that. Yeah, I know Bobby got his picks in after us, but he was on time at least before the games started. So what ended up happening last week, Charlie? I'm still kind of in a daze.
Yeah, terrible start for almost all of us. Bobby, as Mike had mentioned, is off to a 4-2 start. Alabama, man, they killed all of us. Every single one of us picked Bama. That didn't work out. Tulane was the saving grace for the three of us. Bobby had picked Northwestern in that game. That's why he went 4-2. Everything else he had picked correctly. Texas didn't go well for us. You know, Clemson didn't go well for us. Notre Dame. I got, you know, Mike, you and I talked about this earlier in the week. I got beef with Coach Denbrock, the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame, where you have the best running back in all of college football, and you give him like 10 carries in the game against a top 10 matchup at Miami. It's just so, so frustrating. Not a great start. Mike, you and I are 2-4. Steve, you're off to a 1-5 start. And guys, we're going into this upcoming week, College Football Week 2. I was a little bit kind of back and forth on this one, if we were even going to pick three games in College Football Week 2, because it's not a great slate, but we'll dive into it. We're going to pick three games, College Football Week 2, and then we have four games for NFL Week 1. So it's a special edition of Pick 6, Pick 7. We're adding the extra point this week, guys. In College Football Week 2, we'll start it off with the team that saved all of us except for Bobby. Tulane, 10.5 point favorites at South Alabama. You know, Coach Summerall's got some experience with South Al, dating back to his days at Troy in the Sun Belt. And I'm going to keep riding the green wave, guys. Give me Tulane minus 10.5, covering that easily. Bobby's also got Tulane covering that 10.5 point spread on the road.
I told him Monday night, Bob, the easiest pick, I think it's Tulane, and watch if we don't lose it. He was like, okay, Mike, I'm going to go with you, but no, I got to go with the green wave here.
I'm with you guys, too, so it's a clean sweep for all of us. I just think South Alabama is going to have a challenge against that Tulane defense. Jaguars are going to have to be overly cautious with protecting the ball to pull off an upset, but I see the wave rolling to 2-0 and covering.
Roll wave, gentlemen. That is a clean sweep, Tulane minus 10.5 at South Alabama. Up next, guys, Mike, you had mentioned this is kind of the premier week two game in college football. Number 15, Michigan at number 18, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, 5.5 point favorites. Bobby's got Oklahoma. I am tailing him on this one. I remember, Mike, when we talked with Tim Brando, you know, leading into the season about the potential surprise teams. And he had mentioned that John Mateer, the quarterback at Oklahoma, reminded him a lot of the leadership traits that Tim Tebow used to kind of have at Florida. So he obviously got off to a great start. I know the level of competition ramps up this week with Michigan, but it is in Oklahoma, 5.5 points. Give me Oklahoma by a touchdown.
Boomer Sooner. Mateer reminds me of Baker Mayfield. That's who he looks like to me. He's a bit of a gambler, throws a lot of passes. that I wouldn't, if I was a quarterback coach, I wouldn't teach him how to throw it like that. But man, is he accurate, and he's tough. And Venerables has finally pieced together a defense.
Yeah.
Bumasuna.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Oklahoma too, guys. Another sweep here. Just a freshman quarterback on the road, and Norman doesn't sound so good to me. I'll give the 5.5.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Underwood is talented as talented gets. But, yeah, once again, his first road start at Oklahoma. It's going to be a rowdy atmosphere. I feel like Oklahoma's a good play here. Up next, guys, this is the one game that I was kind of back and forth on if we were going to carry it. We are, in fact, going to be playing it in pick 6 this week. Once again, pick 7. La Tech at number 3 LSU. The Bayou Bengals, 37.5 point favorites at Tiger Stadium for their home opener. Bobby's got La Tech covering that spread, plus 37.5. I'm going against him here. I got the Tigers covering this, minus 37.5. I just think it's going to be a blowout. Mike, you and I have talked a little bit off air about this, that, you know, Coach Cumbie and the Bulldogs have had a tumultuous few years, and I just think that LSU takes care of business, gets out to an early lead, and the only thing you really have to worry about here is a backdoor cover, but I got the Tigers minus 37.5.
That's why I'm going to go with Tech. Give me the points. Man, I fear that backdoor. That, you know, you jump out to a 45-3, you know, lead, and you play in your third string people, and, you know, and Tech scores a couple of late touchdowns. Yeah. That's why I'm going to go, you know, man, 37.5 points, a lot of points. I could see LSU covering
it's
that,
a truckload
though.
Of points.
But, man, give me Tech, and that was all those points.
Charlie, you're going to be rolling solo. I'm going with Louisiana Tech in the points here, too. I just saw them hang around with Arkansas and NC State last year. That's 37.5 is too scary for me for LSU, so I'll take Tech in the points.
Hey, man, that's fine. I'll roll with the Tigers and just hope we get a blowout on Saturday night.
You may get it, and even think about it. If you won 49-13, that's a big win.
Yeah.
You wouldn't cover.
No, I mean, it's a big spread. Trust me, I get it. But LSU,
you wouldn't cover.
I think they're riding high, man. I think they're going to take care of business at home. I think it's going to be a blowout. I will take that 37.5 point spread and roll with it. And, guys, we're going to hit a break here and come back with 4 NFL games for a loaded Week 1 slate right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We know you can't always listen to this entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easier for you to listen when you want and how you want. Listen to this show and all the WWL Time Shifted podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We just wrapped up our first half segment of the Pick 6, which is this week a Pick 7. Now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of the NFL slate of games. Charlie, what you got for us?
NFL Week 1, guys, was loaded. This is going to be an awesome Sunday for NFL fans, and in all honesty, an awesome weekend for NFL fans with the Thursday night game tonight, the Friday night game tomorrow. We're not picking either one of those games, which I think are both really good games. That just kind of shows you how great it is. But we're going to get started off Sunday afternoon, the Cardinals at the Saints. You know, 6.5 point favorites for Arizona in New Orleans on the road. The Cardinals are one of those teams that we've talked about a very, very wide range of opinions. They could either be a sleeper team in the NFC that could contend for their own division, or they could be a bottom out type of team where, you know, as our Arizona guest had said earlier on the show, the GM might be on the hot seat. But the Cardinals 6.5 point favorites on the road. Bobby's got the Saints plus 6.5. I'm going to differ from him again here and take the Cardinals minus 6.5. And I think they win by at least a touchdown here, guys.
That didn't surprise me with Bobby.
No, not at all.
Saints. No, I'm going to go with the Cardinals here. I just think the experience, that quarterback, talent, that quarterback, you got better skill players with the Cardinals. I'm interested to see the corners. That's the big question mark for the Cardinals. And can the Saints exploit that? My thing is, can they keep Spencer Rattler upright?
Yeah.
Long and especially with the play right up the middle at the two guard spot. So I like the Cardinals here. Though I had about three people try to convince me that the Saints are going to win this game outright as I walked up.
I don't know about winning, guys, but I am going to go with Hebert on this one. I'm taking the Saints in the 6.5. The number just bothers me. Arizona coming into town as a 6.5 point favorite. I think it's a close game, maybe a field goal cut type of matchup. But overall, I think the Saints defense will keep them in it. And we know that Blake Groupie's good at hitting his field goals for this black and gold bunch. They just need to get into the end zone. But I'm in Spencer Rattler and Kellen Moore, I trust, in week one. So I think the Saints cover at least.
I mean,
everything going for you. Look the success the Saints have had in week one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Over the last few years. They've had a lot of success in week one. Now, once you get past there, it's been erratic. But week one, they've had a lot of success there. So that's why I'm not kidding you on this. I think that line would be more had the Saints not had so much success.
Yeah. It's a weird game, guys.
It's sort of odd, but I think a lot of people go by numbers. And the numbers would tell you that the Saints have done well in week one.
I'll tell you, the matchups with the...
But I'm not convinced of that. So
the two big targets for Arizona do scare me in McBride and Harrison.
Yeah, they would scare me too. And it was so funny in breaking down film of the Cardinals, and I'm up early and I'm watching it. And last three, four, five games of the year and watching with the Cardinals too. And I said this, you know, you see Kyler Murray goes up to the line and he claps once and that his head turns toward McBride. And yes, listen, if I picked it up, everybody else can. And then second clap, he gets it, he throws it right to him. Okay, you know he's going to him and still can't stop it.
Right, right.
That's how good McBride is. I mean, you know, he's a cut above. The Saints have had all kind of troubles with mobile quarterbacks and pass-catching tight ends.
Both of them we're getting.
And you catch them week one.
Yeah, all that scares me. And I think that the Saints' run defense will be better this year. It's hard to be worse than what they were last year. But going up against James Conner, who is just, you know, Mr. Reliable for the Cardinals running back room. And then Trey Benson, who we've heard a lot about this offseason as potentially being a breakout candidate in year two for that running back room for the Cardinals. It just scares me, guys. I'll take Arizona minus 6.5. Up next, a game that I went back and forth on for a long time deciding what I wanted to pick here. The Buccaneers at the Falcons for an NFC South showdown in week one, guys. Tampa Bay 1.5 point favorites on the road in Atlanta. Bobby's got the Bucs. I will pick the Falcons here. And my reasoning is the Bucs early season, I think without Tristan Wirfs, they might get off to a little bit of a slow start. Same thing, no Chris Godwin early on. And then they may, you know, hit their peak later on in the year. And I still think that they're the pick to win the NFC South. But I think that the Falcons, who have had success against Tampa Bay in the past, mind you, will pick up a nice early season win. And even if they don't, I have a point to work with here, guys. So I got the Falcons plus 1.5.
I'll go Bucks. I just think they're the better team. I know what I'm getting at quarterback. I'm not sure with Penix. He has not taken a snap in a preseason game. And not having your starting right tackle, McGrady, and guess what he plays? Right tackle? Guess what Penix
is? Blindside.
Left-handed.
Right.
A good ruck, as they would say.
I'm rolling with the Buccaneers here as well. I'm a Baker believer, and I guess that's because I have him on my fantasy football team, though, too.
But tell the story right there.
I think this one's not going to be close. I got Tampa blowing them out in Atlanta.
Boy, I tell you one thing. If the Falcons get off to a slow start, how much patience is Arthur Blank going to have with Hugh Morris? Because, you know, they've built this up to this point now.
Yeah.
They've given up multiple picks for defensive players. Look what you did to give Penix the job.
Yeah.
Man, Raheem, I would say that this is a huge game for him that he's got to have. But, you know, again, I'm going the other way. I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
Down with the Dirty Birds.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to be staying alone with Atlanta. It feels dirty doing so. And, you know, I don't know the exact number as far as the over-under goes. I would take the under for the Cardinals-Saints. Me picking the Falcons, I'm hoping this game goes over. And that Atlanta with Penix and Bijan and, you know, Kyle Pitts and Drake London can get into a sort of shootout here with Tampa Bay and win maybe a high 20s type of game. Anyways, guys, moving on. NFC North showdown. The Lions at the Packers, Green Bay 2.5-point favorites in this one. Finally, Bobby and I agree on one. Both of us are going with Green Bay -2.5. I love the Lions roster, guys. And, you know, on a neutral field, I think Vegas has got this number right because this is about as even as it gets as far as two NFC powers. But I just have a few too many questions about the Lions here with replacing some key offensive linemen and then obviously the two coordinators as well. I got to see it first before I can believe that the Lions are going to have another fantastic season like they did last year. I think the Packers are primed here for a massive season. Give me Green Bay -2.5.
I think losing Ragnow is huge at center. I'm a big believer in that. Defensively, how much better are the Lions going to be? I see what Green Bay has done in the offseason. Love has missed basically all of preseason other than an early couple snaps. And that's when he injured the thumb, but he was back fully in practice. I'm going to go Packers here. I think Micah Parsons may do for them what the Cowboys did when they acquired Charles Haley from the 49ers.
Wow.
Takes them over the edge.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep here. I'm going with Green Bay at home. I just feel like the Lions, you mentioned it, Charlie, with it, both coordinators leaving, I just think they're going to have a dip this season. No way they have as magical run as they did a year ago.
And I still think the Lions are going to be good. Don't get me wrong. This is a 10-plus win team, in my opinion. It's just I don't think they're a 15-win team. And the thing about Green Bay that has me a little bit hesitant about this pick, they really did stink it up in the division last year. As good of a team as they had, and they were the 7th seed in the NFC, guys, I think they were like 1-5 in divisional games for the NFC North. So that does kind of have me a little bit scared, but they're opening at home. Give me the Packers with all these high expectations to pick up a nice week one victory. And then, guys, maybe the premier matchup of the early season, much less week one. In the AFC Sunday Night Football, we have the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. Now, this is a really interesting story here because the line has shifted since I actually got all these lines together yesterday. The Bills were initially favorites as 1.5, and we will be playing that, but now the Ravens are technically favorites. So we will still be having Buffalo -1.5 here for our pick six. But I just want to throw that out here that the betting public has been putting a lot of money on the Ravens, so much so that it's swung that direction. Bobby's got the Ravens +1.5. I'm going to disagree with him here and take Buffalo -1.5. The Bills have just been unbeatable at home. And the fact that they're at home in this matchup is the difference here for me, guys. I got them covering -1.5, winning by 2 or more and taking down Baltimore. And I think Baltimore will be just fine. These are two of the best teams in the entire NFL, but I got the Bills picking up that nice early season victory.
I want the home team. I'm going to go Buffalo.
I'm with you, Mike. Give me the home team in this one as well. Buffalo Bills, given that 1.5 on our sheet, at least, Charlie, like you said, I was surprised to hear now that Ravens are a favorite going into their house. Like you mentioned, it's, you know, pretty hostile territory there with the Bills Mafia.
It is a tough place to win.
I hope there's not an injury. Somebody might have got a tip on for, you know, because that's how these lines shift.
That's a good point. You're right.
When these lines shift like that, maybe somebody has tipped somebody off.
Something.
There is, how Kellen Moore said that, a little something.
A little something to it.
A little something. There's a little something to that line shifting. But you know what my first instinct is? Home team, Buffalo, I'm going to go with the Bills.
All right, guys, let's have a bounce back week. This past week was unacceptable. It was not very good. But we're into
bouncing.
The NFL. And yeah, listen, man, we're into the NFL slate. I'm really, really excited to do this every week. And hopefully we get off to a better start this week than we did last week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.